Today on episode number 378 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/378, we're going to talk today about the trust that you can gain by a podcast. We've got a great Because of My Podcast story. We've also got some great insights from Eric K. Johnson. He's the podcast talent coach, about taking care of your voice. After all, you lose your voice, you kind of lose your podcast. And we've got a last five and fry from Paul Culligan calling from the road. We're going to talk about this whole weird Skype issue about software working with it or not working with it. And also got a quick update on the podcast troll, the whole patent troll thing. And of course, we're going to answer your questions. Stay tuned. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, we talk about all things podcasting. And what I do is I bring my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, and we help eliminate, we flatten that learning curve of podcasting. You're never alone on your journey to podcast success. We tell you things like don't eat peanut butter cookies before you hit record because your mouth gets stuck together. Yeah, that's the kind of great content you're going to get here on the show today, which is what I did. It was really stupid. We're going to talk about stupid things today, taking care of your mouth, taking care of your voice with Eric K. Johnson. That's coming up in a little bit. But if you're new to the show, I like to start off with podcasting news or podcast success stories. And in some cases, both. And today, we've got a Because of My Podcast story. And this comes from my hero, John Overall. You can find him at johnoverall.com. You can find him at wpmedic.ca. So if you're having a problem with your WordPress, for whatever reason, maybe you got like the white screen of death, or all of a sudden it won't connect, whatever's going on, wpmedic.ca, John Overall will help you out. He helped me out a couple weeks ago. And I said because of his podcast, I called him, and now here's his version. He's going to shed a little more light on that. If you're looking to build a business and connect with your audience, we're going to talk about that today as well. Trust, building trust through podcasting. Here's my new best friend in the whole wide world, John Overall.
Hello, Dave. John Overall here. Thanks a lot for the shout outs on your recent shows. I greatly appreciate it. And I thought I would give you that great Because of My Podcast snippet that I've been promising to get out to you for quite some time. So Because of My Podcast, WPPluginsA2Z.com, which I started a little over 3 years ago, or 142 episodes back now, I have a more successful business. The main goal of my podcast when I created it was to get more clients and have people pick up the phone and call me. Basically, pre-qualified clients who already knew they had WordPress, they wanted WordPress stuff done, they had been listening to me, they call me up and they say, hey, I've been listening to your show for some time, I really love your stuff, I need this and this done on my site. Or they call up and say, hey, I broke my website, can you help me get it back online? Well, that's what I do. I help folks get it back online. I needed a way to have that message out there in the world. And that's what my podcast was all about originally. And even still, to this day, that's what my podcasts are about. I have a couple of podcasts now, WP Medic Show, along with the WP Plugin Show. And I thank you very much for giving me the shout out. I really thank you for your business because of the podcast. You called me up, so it does work. If you keep yourself out there, people will eventually remember you. Even if they can't get that website into their head, they'll go, I know where it's at. I'll go look up their show notes. So at least there's something there so they can go get it. So thank you very much, Dave. I greatly appreciate it, and I greatly appreciate you listening to the show and the shout out. So take care now. Have yourself a good day now. Bye-bye.
There you go. Yeah, I told him I could remember his podcast. I could remember wpmedic.ca. So yeah, there you go again. And the other thing he mentions here, he's getting a better quality of calls now. I get the same thing. I get people now that don't call up asking me, what is a podcast? It's, I know I want a podcast. I need you to help me shape it. I need to ask some questions about what equipment I should get. Who should I use for hosting? Things of that nature. That's what I'm getting calls on now, which is great. The other thing is I don't do a lot of cold calling anymore. People are calling me. They're like, hey, I listen to your podcast. Obviously, you know what you're talking about. You've been doing this for a while. And the phone rings. It's awesome. It's a great sales tool. And hopefully you don't feel like you're being sold to. I'm just here talking about what I love, which is podcasting. John's talking about what he loves, which is WordPress. And you connect with the people that need your talents. That's just one of the ways you can use podcasting. So there you go. Podcasting will help build your business. Now, you also notice one key ingredient there. John's been doing this for 3 years, and it's working now. Why? Because trust. We're going to talk about trust today. Trust takes time. We heard from John today in the Because of My Podcast. He's growing his business because people are aware of him. They are aware of his services. By him doing a regular podcast, it keeps his brand in the name. The other thing that podcasting does is it produces trust between, well, you and me, between you and your listeners. And I can prove this. I'll give an example, but before I get to that, I want to play you a clip. And this is from a pretty cool podcast. It's called Entrepreneur Leadership. It's from Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, you know, the lottery is just a stupid tax. I love my Dave Ramsey. He's a cool guy from Kentucky, and he's all about being just, he's just a bottom line kind of guy, beans and rice and whatever, yeah. So I love Dave Ramsey. And he was interviewing Seth Godin, and they were, well, just listen. So if you're not familiar with Seth Godin is like, I don't know, marketing dude of the year, if not the century. He wrote the book Tribes. And if you've never heard that book, if you've never listened to it, if you've never read it, get Tribes. It's a great book. You can actually get it for free. Let's throw in a plug while we're at it. You can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/audibletrial. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/audibletrial and get Seth Godin's book. My favorite one is Tribes. He also has something like Who Moved My Purple Cheese Cow, something marketing. He's got like literally like 8 million books out. Super great guy. But Tribes is the one I think that best pertains to podcasting. And so Dave Ramsey, the financial guru, the guy behind Financial Peace University, the guy behind the Money Makeover, phenomenal guy, is interviewing Seth Godin, and here's what they had to say. All right, here we go.
I was with a group of advertisers the other day in one of our cities that carries our radio show, and they were local advertisers on that particular. And one of the guys spoke up who's in a, I won't say the industry, but he's in a generic industry. And I was talking about Tribes, and he said, yeah, Dave, but you're a trust brand. And I looked at him and I said, dude, if you're in business and you're not a trust brand, you're going to be out of business soon.
Exactly.
Everybody is in the trust business, aren't they?
Exactly, because what we, you know, if you have no choice, then you will buy from someone you don't trust. But if you have a choice, you're only going to either, you're either only going to pick the cheapest one, which is a problem because if you race to the bottom, you might win. Or you're going to pick the trusted one. Why else would you pick anything but that? And so if someone says, I'm a plumber, but I'm not a trusted plumber, well, then game's over.
You're getting ready to be an employee of someone who is a trusted plumber.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're about to go out of business and sell your business for pennies on the dollar. That's what it comes down to.
And obviously, Seth is on a phone. And one more quick clip here to kind of reinforce this.
One of your famous things, I think you say, and I love it, is the customer pays three ways: money, trust, and referrals. Break that down.
Okay, so money is the one that everyone's obsessed with, right?
Yeah, money is how the customer pays, but they also pay.
But the other two are trust and referral. So when I trust you, I am giving you something that is emotionally difficult. I am out on a limb. If you violate my trust, I will carry that around far longer than I will carry around the money I lost from you. That feeling of being violated because my trust was abused. I mean, getting people to give you their trust is way more difficult than getting them to give you their money. And then the magic, though, is if you give people, if people give you their trust and you treat it with respect, they will respond by giving you a referral.
giving you a referral. And so that got me thinking about it, really. And in John's case, I trusted John to fix my website because he had proven he'd known what he was talking about on his podcast. And right now, you listening, you're paying for this podcast with your time that it takes to listen, the time it takes to download, the time, whatever it takes to get to here. The time, your attention, that is like asking for, that's like a child asking for money. They don't want the one in the front of your wallet. They want the 20 in the back, right? Your attention is your most prized possession. And the fact that you are giving me your attention right now is amazing. And so the reason you're willing to do that is because you trust that I'm not going to waste your time. And that is so that's how you earn the trust, by creating consistent content that doesn't suck. That your podcast on Monday, on Tuesday, on the first of the month, on the fifth, whatever your schedule is, pick one and go with it. It's there. I know it's there. That then says, hey, you know what? Not only are you a smart person, I trust you because you are consistent. You are reliable, and I, you guessed it, trust you. And the reason that this kind of popped out at me was when people do my Quick Start program, and I don't want to make this a big commercial. The Quick Start program, 30 words or less, here's the deal. You order your web hosting through my affiliate link. I get paid. How do you get paid? I set up WordPress for you and I do the install of plugins. There we go. And you get a free month. And you get a free month at the School of Podcasting. So you now know how to manage the website that I just set up for you. Quick start. Here's the fun part of that. People have to forward me their email, their welcome email from the web hosting company, which is HostGator. And so that's no, you know, okay, great. They can always change the password after I install things. And oftentimes, I will have to log into their GoDaddy account if they want me to basically say, hey, here's where I have my domain name, whatever.com. I need to have it point at where I just bought this web hosting over there. And they will, without hesitation, I'll just say, hey, by the way, can you give me your login name and password to GoDaddy? I need to update your name servers. And I realize that's a bunch of geeky stuff, but that's what I do. And I've never had somebody go, ooh, can you just tell me how to do it? Never. And the thing that blew me away about this is I don't save this stuff. I usually write it down on a post-it note. I go to the website. I log in. I do my thing. I throw the post-it note away. I do not want your name and password. But what's interesting is I had somebody that I had set up a website for many moons ago. And they said, hey, Dave, I'm going to do this new podcast. I don't need the quick start because obviously I've already got the hosting. But can I hire you to just do the install and the plugin stuff? And I'm like, absolutely. This will be next to nothing. And so I needed to go over and install WordPress again. And I said, yeah, you're going to need to, I'm going to need a login name and password. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, what's the login name and password to your WordPress? And he goes, well, you're the one that set it up. And I go, yeah, I don't keep that stuff. And he's like, oh. And then he told it to me. And there's a certain default password that I use that is not very guessable. But it's something that I use. And he hadn't changed it. Which is fine. It's a secure password, but he hadn't changed it. And that to me just said, wow, here's a guy that never changed his password because in reality, just so you know, now that I know his password, I could go in and whack his website. I could, you know, just plaster it with School of Podcasting banners and, you know, whatever, right? I could do serious harm because I have his login name and password. He never changed it. And I was like, wow, because I always assumed that the minute I say, hey, it's yours, you're good to go, you can customize it however you want, the first thing they do is change the path. No. And I was like, wow, okay, that's a lot of trust. So it's just another example of how podcasting builds relationships with people. It builds trust with people. And it's that trust that, if you want it to, can lead to business. It's that trust that is going to have people that have never heard your message before go, wow, I never thought of it that way. Maybe I'll go, I don't know, plant a tree. Maybe I've never thought of it that way. Maybe I'll go sponsor a child in Africa. It's that trust is the foundation of every... Trust is the foundation of marriage. Trust, and Seth Godin said it there, it is so hard to earn someone's trust. And you can do that. You can help speed up that process with your podcast. Trust me. It works. All right, next up, we have a conversation with Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. And one of the things I want to point out here, there have been a couple things, I mentioned this at the end of this interview, that I've had a number of people in like the past 6 weeks that have said, Dave, I don't know what you're doing differently, but I've really enjoyed your podcast. And number one, I got to say, thank you. If you've been thinking that, thank you. I think about you when I make this podcast. And there are two things that I think have affected this. One, and I mentioned this in the interview, is Eric K. Johnson. If you go over to his website, go through his worksheets, it gets you thinking about better ways of shaping your content. The other one is my How to Podcast in 6 Weeks classes. You can find that at howtopodcast.com. And the fact that every week now, I'm meeting with my audience. I'm meeting with people firsthand to get their questions, to get inside their head, and to have a better understanding about them. And I think that's shaping my content because I have a better idea of my audience now. I understand who's listening. So that's something we've said all along. Get to know your target audience. Connect with them on Facebook, on Twitter, and LinkedIn. If they email you, email them back. Start that conversation, especially when you're new. Especially when you're new and you've got the time and you've only got people, you've only had 3 emails, email every single person back and start a conversation and make that connection. That's one of the things that will definitely shape your content. The other one, again, is I said, I'm going to talk to him here in a second, Eric K. Johnson, the Podcast Talent Coach. And I'm bringing Eric in because I wanted somebody. Eric actually coaches other DJs. He coaches podcasters and basically people that use their voice for a living. And so today we're talking about taking care of your voice. Here's my conversation with Eric K. Johnson, the Podcast Talent Coach from podcasttalentcoach.com. All right. Well, joining me via Skype, one of my favorite podcasts right now is Podcast Talent Coach, Eric Johnson. If you're not familiar with Eric, are you still on radio or are you just doing the consulting thing now?
I'm still in radio.
Okay.
Still in radio.
He's, been at the top of the charts. Basically, it's one thing to get on the top of the charts. It's another thing to stay there for over 10 years. And that, myself, I just go, wow, that's amazing. Along the lines, his big thing is making engaging content. So now that you learn all the technical stuff from me, you're like, wait a minute, how can I take my production, my delivery, and my content to the next level? Then you go over and start listening to podcasttalentcoach.com. So Eric, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You bet, Dave. That's what I tell everybody. I said, if you need to know something about RSS feeds and that technical stuff, I'm not your guy. You got to go talk to Dave Jackson. He's the guy that's got all the technical aspects down pat. And in fact, Dave, you helped me launch my podcast, and I appreciate that. I'm all about helping you with the art of podcasting. Like, we know what to podcast, how to podcast. Now we're talking about what to podcast.
There you go. One of the fun things about this podcast is you kind of get to go wherever I'm going. And here in Ohio, normally I try to keep my content evergreen, but I guess this is always kind of evergreen, but it's starting to get cold here in Ohio. And I thought, oh, you know what? Every time I turn around, they're pushing flu shots on me, and it's going to be the official, of course, cold and flu season. I don't know if that's on the calendar or not, where if it's like, congratulations, November 2nd, cold and flu season is here. But I thought, you know, we should probably talk about, wherever you're at, some things you can do to actually take care of your voice, because that would be like the worst thing ever. Have you ever had a situation in your radio career where all of a sudden your voice just leaves you? And
oh, I have seasonal allergies really bad because I, too, live in the Midwest like you do. And every fall and every spring it hits me, and my voice starts to go, and I got to do everything I can. And in the radio business, a lot of people trade wives' tales trying to figure out, you know, all the voodoo that you can do to keep your voice healthy. And if it starts to go, what you do to get it back on track.
So I just thought, I've heard of all the, you know, there's honey and all these other things. I thought, you know, let's get somebody who's been talking for, in this case, you know, over 10 years. And I'm sure you had more input than I would know from just, I mean, I talk a lot because I'm a teacher, but I thought you've probably heard about all the great tips and things like that. Let's get you on the show to share some of the tips on taking care of your voice. So with that, I'm just going to shut up and let you go.
Well, there's a handful of things you can do, Dave. And it's kind of in three different phases. What do you do when you're actually using your voice that you can do to help keep your voice healthy? What do you do in your everyday life so when it comes time to use your voice that your voice is healthy? And then if your voice all of a sudden does go down the drain, what do you do to get it back or at least to a level where you sound decent as you're recording your podcast or doing your show? So there are three different areas there. First, let's talk about what you can do while you're using your voice. Once you're recording your show, the first thing you need to really do is properly warm up your voice. A lot of people think only people who sing need to truly warm up their voice. But before you get on the microphone, you really have to start talking and warm your voice up properly. And it's just a matter of projecting a little bit more each and every sentence. You don't have to, you know, sing arpeggios or anything like that. But you need to start getting that voice a little warmed up so your vocal cords aren't as strained. And whether it's just having a conversation with somebody else in a nice low tone and it starts to become louder and you project more throughout the conversation, if you don't have your voice properly warmed up, there's a greater likelihood that you're going to strain it while you're using it. It'd be like getting out and trying to run the 100-yard dash without warming up at all and without stretching. You know, you just get out of the car and run as fast as you can. You're going to feel that tomorrow. That's the same thing with your voice. If you don't properly warm it up, there's a good chance you're going to strain it. So before you even get started, start giving your voice a little bit of exercise. The second thing you want to do while you're working your voice is you want to try and talk more from your diaphragm rather than your throat. A lot of people are nasally when they speak or they talk through their throat, and it takes your voice up a few octaves, and it's tougher to project that way. If you try and project as you're talking from your throat, you're going to strain your vocal cords a little bit more and more often. If you drop that voice down into your chest where it's kind of a little bit lower and it's more from your diaphragm and you're pushing your voice out from down around mid rib cage, you're projecting more and it becomes a lot easier. And you can talk like that all day long and rarely strain your voice because it's coming from down in your chest. And it's a naturally projected voice. You're not having to strain your vocal cords to make it happen because your voice is produced with a lot more air behind it. And it just makes it bolder and louder as you speak from down low. So as you talk up here in your throat and it's all up here and you're trying to talk louder, you're talking louder just by straining your vocal cords. But when you drop that down in here, it's not like I'm trying to talk really low, but you just kind of drop your voice. You feel it drop down into your chest and project from down there. You can talk loud all day long and vocal cords will hardly ever feel it. So do that, warm up, drop your voice down into your chest, speak from down there. And then as you're drinking, you'll see a lot of speakers on stage drinking water all the time. And you'll notice there it's not ice water. It's typically room temperature bottled water. Room temperature water helps your vocal cords stay moist, but cold water makes your vocal cords constrict. And you don't want that to happen. When you start getting constricting vocal cords, that's when you start getting them strained. You don't want to drink cold water while you're trying to speak. Drink that room temperature water, maybe even a little to the warm side. You also want to avoid syrupy drinks like soda, things like that, because that will coat your vocal cords and it'll make it harder for you to use them if they're coated with that syrup that's in soda. So you want to make sure you're drinking clear liquids, maybe some light tea, not non-caffeinated tea, some room temperature water, things like that. That'll just kind of keep your vocal cords moist and limber and just like your muscles as you're using it, because that's what your vocal cords are. So that's what you want to do when you're actually using your voice.
Well, the other thing about when I drink soda,
inevitably, because I am kind of breathing more and I'm taking deeper breaths and I'm trying to project and basically do everything you're talking about, inevitably I'll end up getting the burps from drinking soda.
Yeah, exactly. That so, carbonation.
It comes back to haunt you.
It does. And then all of a sudden you have those gaps in your podcast. You're like, yeah. Whoops, yeah. I have to go fix that.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, what happens when your voice takes a dive?
When your voice takes a dive, there are a couple things you can do. First of all, you need to warm it up even more before you start using it. And you need to use it at shorter spurts. So if you typically sit down and record your podcast in a 1 hour shot and just bang, knock it out, you may have to do it in 3 20-minute segments because your vocal cords, you'll be able to get them up to speed, but only for short durations of time. Some of the things you can do is gargle with warm salt water. That will help warm them up, kind of ease the pain a little bit, take that sore throat pain out of your throat and allow you to use your vocal cords. That will only last maybe 20 or 30 minutes, though, so you'll need to get in and record what you need to record when you can, and then take a break. So maybe you'll need to record your podcast in 3 separate days and just kind of time it out until you can get through that sore throat. You talked about honey earlier. Adding a little bit of honey to some decaf warm tea will help your vocal cords as well. Similar to what the salt does, the salt kind of soothes it. Like if you take soak your feet in salt water or something like that, it takes that pain out of there. Same thing with your vocal cords. If you're drinking or gargling with warm salt water, it does the same thing to your vocal cords. It soothes that pain. When you drink warm tea, decaf tea with honey in it, it coats your vocal cords so you don't feel that pain of them vibrating in your throat. And it will help you there. And I say decaf, you want to avoid caffeinated drinks when you're talking, because the caffeine in those drinks constrict your vocal cords and make it harder for them to work. Makes it harder for you to use them when they're constricted. It's like a muscle that's starting to tighten up on you. That caffeine makes them tight, and you have to project more to use them, and they start aching more. So you want to avoid caffeinated drinks as well, whether that's tea or soda or anything else. One thing that I like to use occasionally is hot chocolate, because it kind of soothes your throat as well. But you want to make sure you water it down a little bit. If you use real thick hot chocolate, then you start getting that coating like soda coats your vocal cords. But if you make some hot chocolate, but water it down a little bit so it's still warm, still has that it's easier to drink than drinking warm water. Or if you don't like tea, you can drink that hot cocoa, and that'll help soothe your throat again. But it'll only last about 20 minutes. Just make sure you're drinking plenty of water. It keeps your sinuses moisturized, keeps your head hydrated, keeps your vocal cords hydrated. It doesn't let them get dried out and tense. Because when you're stuffed up in your nose, you're breathing a lot through your mouth, and it's making your vocal cords dry, and that's what's stressing them. So you want to make sure you get plenty of water in your head. And another thing that I like to use is a nasal rinse that you can get at any local pharmacy. It's just a bottle of water and some saline solution that you mix in with it. And use that every morning to help clear out your head, because that will help you prevent from clearing your throat too often throughout the day when the weather starts turning cold or you start getting that little head cold. The less you can clear your throat, the less you're straining your vocal cords, and the sooner you'll be able to get over the stress of that sore throat.
Well, you had mentioned the saline rinse. I've seen all sorts of different, like, singers throat spray, whatever it's called, and I was watching a thing on Netflix. They did a whole documentary about the guy that took over for Steve Perry in Journey, and about this, you know, Korean guy that's now singing in the band Journey, and he got sick. And they showed his counter. He had all these lozenges and everything you could think of. It looked like a mint box, but it wasn't mints. But all these different over the counter stuff. Any of that worth, anything worth that, or is it just all more of a placebo?
It's a little of both. Some things will work for you, and some things may not. You know, it's when you get sore throat and you go get that sore throat spray at the pharmacy, sometimes it works for some people and other people it doesn't. And he probably has that whole array of stuff on his counter, because some days one trick works and other days another trick works. It's just a matter of trial and error. You know, if you like tea with honey in it and it works for you, give it a shot. If the hot cocoa deal works for you, go with that. If some spray works for you or a lozenge works for you. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll have a lozenge and I may suck on that for a little bit just to coat my throat enough and then spit it out. Because if you keep it in your mouth until it's completely dissolved, now you got that syrupy mess in your throat and you find it hard to talk. Your voice may feel fine. Your throat may feel fine. But now you got all that gunk in your throat and now you can't talk at all. You got to spit all that out. So it's just a trial and error of finding out what really works for you. Sometimes just sucking on an ice cube might work. But that again, will constrict your vocal cords. So if you suck on an ice cube to the point where your throat feels better and then you drink some hot tea or cocoa, not too hot, but warm enough to warm your vocal cords back up slowly. Now you've eased the pain and you've warmed them back up and you're ready to go again.
Is there anything we can do when we're not on the mic to kind of keep our voice in a certain shape or certain health?
Yeah, it's a lot of what your mom told you growing up. You know, you want to wear a hat when you're going outside when it's cold out. And people say, well, I'm just walking from the house to the car, or I'm just walking from the parking lot into the store. And, you know, it's going to mess your hair up when you wear the hat. But you lose a lot of your heat out of the top of your head. And that's how you get that head cold. And once you start getting stuffy and even if your nose is running, you know, when you go from outside to inside and all of a sudden your nose is running just because you walk that short little burst, it's because your sinus passages are starting to warm up again and they're starting to secrete, and now all of a sudden your nose is running. And even if it only runs a little bit, you're going to start clearing it out of your throat and your throat's going to become raw. So just wearing a hat in and out whenever you're outside in cold weather, that'll help protect your vocal cords a little bit. Make sure you're always speaking from your diaphragm, even in everyday conversation. That'll make sure you don't overly exert your vocal cords when it's not necessary. Try to avoid excessively clearing your throat all the time. And you can do that by drinking a lot of water throughout the day, not just when you're on the microphone or getting ready to do a show. But if you drink water throughout the day, it'll keep your head clear and flush all of that out of your system. And it'll keep your nose from running. And when it does, it's going to be a lot thinner and you're not going to find it necessary to clear your throat as often. Make sure you're warming up properly every time you're getting ready to be on the mic. And I tend to use nasal rinse even when I'm not sick or it's not cold outside. I use it on a daily basis just to keep all that gunk out of my head and make sure my vocal cords are in tip-top shape at all times. It's the instrument that you use to create your show, and without it, you're out of luck. When you lose your voice and your voice is your living, you really don't have anything to fall back on. You can't call in the B team because there isn't one. It's just you. So do all you can to take care of your voice on a daily basis. Try not to eat really, really hot foods. If you're drinking tea, drink warm tea. You can always warm it back up. But if you drink hot tea and you scald those vocal cords, it takes a while for it to heal.
Yeah, that's if you ever hear you're listening to a best of school of podcasting, you know what's happened.
Put a couple in the can. And that's what I always encourage podcasters to do is put two shows in the can that are evergreen shows. One of your go-to topics that you can really, really hone in on, and put those in the can and save them and go back and update them every 6 months or so. But just so you can fall back on them if you get sick and are unable to record your podcast. If you lose your voice completely and it's not coming back, there's nothing you're going to be able to do gargling with warm water or anything else that'll bring that voice back. You need something to fall back on. And if you have two shows in the can, you can go get one of those shows and post it as a new show. When your voice comes back, record another one and put it away just in case. And you can always just have it there to fall back on. It happened to me one time. It was a run-through night. I was the public address announcer for a hockey team. And we were going through a run-through for opening night. So it was like 3 days before opening night. And I got there and we were like, okay, let's run through it. And I hadn't warmed up properly. So I'm announcing the lineup at full voice. And right in the middle of it, my vocal cords went. Like to the point where I couldn't even talk in the microphone to let people know I had lost my voice. My voice just, it went from 10 to 0.
Wow.
In like that. And they're like, We lost his mic. We can't hear him. I think his mic, we have a problem with his mic. And I'm like, it's not my mic. I don't have a voice. And luckily, I took about a 30-minute break, drank some water, and it came back. It just, I'd strained my vocal cords too much. But I was, that scared me because I thought, man, if I'd lost my voice then, and opening night was two nights later, and I still had no voice, then there was nothing I was going to be able to do about it. So do all you can to take care of your voice every opportunity you can. It's the only one you got.
And in the meantime, get one in the can.
Yes, I would put two there just in case.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, one thing has changed since the last time you were on the show. You now have the Podcast Talent Coach Workbook, and you can find that over at podcasttalentcoach.com. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what people can find in that?
Well, in the workbook, you know, I've had the worksheets up on the site for quite a while, and the worksheets are real helpful. But if you don't quite know how to walk through the worksheets, I can do that for you on a one-on-one basis, but I don't have time to coach everybody through every worksheet. So what I've done is I put them all in a workbook that will walk you through my story, tell you how I ended up going from my architecture degree into a career in radio, interviewing some of the biggest stars, into a career in podcasting now, and how I've coached a lot of great talent on radio and in podcasting. And in that workbook, I walk you step by step through each of the worksheets that will explain exactly how to fill out the worksheet and how it will help your show. Everywhere from show development, topic development, listener profile development, story development, what you can do to prep for your show, the proper ways to critique your show. There's half a dozen worksheets up there, but the workbook will walk you through each of the worksheets step by step and tell you exactly what you're looking for and how to properly complete those worksheets to really turn your information into engaging entertainment. Anybody can sit and spew forth facts and figures and information. When you turn that information into engaging entertainment and really hook your audience and bring them into your show, then you start creating powerful relationships, and that's when your podcast really becomes meaningful. People listen to podcasts for companionship. I talk about that on this week's episode of Podcast Talent Coach. The one primary reason everybody listens to audio, whether it's the radio or a podcast or a audiobook or any sort of audio in their car, it's for companionship. People don't want to be alone. They have that inner desire to be around other people. And when you're in your car by yourself, you turn on the radio or you tune on a podcast or you turn on an audiobook or you turn on something so you're not by yourself. And when you can become your listener's companion on a regular basis, your podcast becomes powerful. And that's what I try and teach you how to do, is how to make that personal connection and be engaging.
That is so true. It's amazing. As you were saying that, I'm like, wow, I never really thought about that. It drives my wife bananas because she always says, why do you always have to have some sort of stimulation? But it's like, if I'm in the car, I'm listening to a podcast. The minute I get in the house, I turn on the TV. Even if I'm not watching it, I could be, you know, putting the dishes away or whatever. I always have something on, especially if, like you said, if I'm the only one home, I'll just have it on in the background. And I never really thought about it, but I'm like, yeah, that's probably part of it. Nobody wants to be alone. And whoever it is, the evening news people or your favorite podcaster, you start to build a relationship with that person. And when you find out, for me, when somebody leaves like a news channel, it's like, what? They fired Wilma? You can't fire Wilma.
Yeah, exactly. People don't want to be alone. They create that relationship. The best thing is when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Eric, I've been listening to you for 3 years. Man, I feel like I know you and your wife and your kids, and let's sit down and have a beer and chat. And they start telling me their life story as if we've been friends for years and this is the first time I've ever met them. But they know me through my broadcast or through my podcast or just through my audio. And they feel like they know me because I've revealed things about myself to them. I've told them stories about my life, and they feel like they have that personal connection with me. And that's how you create engaging entertainment. That's what I help podcasters do. That's what I help broadcasters do. That's my goal. I'm turning your information into art.
Well, I got to tell you, I had somebody call me last week. And they said, hey, Dave, and this is somebody who's been listening to me since the beginning. And they said, I don't know what you're doing differently lately these days, but your show, like the past 6 months or so, just seems to like there's not any misses. They're all hits. And I said, well, part of it is I put some of my other podcasts on a much more sporadic production, and I'm actually focusing on this one more. But I tip my hat a lot to you. You got me thinking a lot more about my content, and like last week's show was all about publicity, and in the past I probably would have scattered some of that in one episode and then talked about it in a, you know, another month or so, and it just so happened that I kind of saw down the pike where I already had this thing of kind of about publicity, and then I knew I was going to interview Joan. That fell in my lap, and something else. And I was like, oh, wow, these all line up together, and I can have one topic now, publicity, but different aspects of it. And I credit you for that. It really gets me thinking about, you know, what do I want my audience to think, and how is this going to affect them, and how does that. So if you want to check it out, again, it's podcasttalentcoach.com. One of my favorite podcasts, and check out the free worksheets. If you've got the budget, you know, dig through those couch cushions and check out his workbook. It's definitely worth the money. And Eric, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Dave, thanks for having me. Thanks for everything you've done to help me promote my podcast there at Podcast Talent Coach. I really appreciate it, and best of luck to you.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
It is that time again, and this one is an interesting last 5 and 5. It's from my friend Paul Culligan. You can find him over at paulculligan.com. His podcast is called Thinking Out Loud because he's, you guessed it, thinking out loud. This one, I believe, comes from, he was recording this in the car or something like that. I'm always expecting to hear one of these car casts where they're like, today we're going to talk about, I'm waiting for that. But, Paul does a last 5 and 5. Now, if you're new to the show, what the heck is a last 5 and 5? It's not what are your favorite 5 podcasts. It's what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to. And here is Paul's last 5 and 5.
Hey, this is Paul Culligan. This is Thinking Out Loud. This is episode 11. I'm currently driving in the car using a set of about $15 earpiece for driving type microphones. The fidelity is not going to be that great. So last podcast I listened to, actually only halfway through it right now, is Dave Jackson School of Podcasting. The podcast I listened to before that was actually another Dave, another smart Dave, another down-home, logical spun kind of Dave, Dave Ramsey. Now, a lot of people know his radio podcast from his radio show, but I was actually listening to the Entree Leadership podcast. It's about leadership for entrepreneurs. It's a good show. Dave is a great model. Dave is a great role model. Dave has great content. Definitely recommend doing that, and that's both Dave Jackson as well as Dave Ramsey. Another podcast I've been listening to a lot is Amy Porterfield. She just launched this. It was a pleasure to chat with her a little bit at the beginning and give her a couple of tips, although didn't really need me much. She is opening up the world of online marketing with style and class that I just don't see in traditional podcasters. And boy, every episode has had great nuggets, great segments, had a blast there. So thank you so much, Amy. The next podcast that I listened to was Back to Work by Merlin Mann on the 5x5 Network. What this thing is it's Merlin Mann and Dan Benjamin, Dan who runs the 5x5 Network. They're guys in their 40s, about my age and stage in life. They're working through productivity and work and juggling family and how these things come together. Now, yes, you know, an hour and a half podcast each week about productivity might be a bit of a joke, but there's a lot of inside baseball. There's a lot of friends bantering back and forth. And it's a fun podcast to be a part of or to be a part of, not in the I'm on the show situation, but just watch them over time and listen to them deal with the things that they're dealing with. It's a lot of fun. I laugh more at that podcast than I laugh at anything else. Then the last podcast that I listened to was Marketing Over Coffee. John Wall, Christopher Penn, they go over the events of podcasting, they go over the events of marketing through a podcast, and they do a great job at it. And occasionally they'll have an interview, and those interviews are insightful, but it's when the two guys get together hitting the news of the day and what that actually means where I have the best time listening to the show. So again, let's see if I can recap that. I'm in the car, so let's hope I do this right. Dave Jackson, Dave Ramsey, Amy Porterfield, Merlin Mann, Dan Benjamin, and Christopher Penn and John Wall, all those shows. So, Paul, where can I get links to these? Well, if you head out to paulculligan.com/thinkingoutloud, that's paulculligan.com/thinkingoutloud, you'll see the information page with all my podcasts. And go ahead and just look at episode 11, and I'll give you links to all of these. Normally, I'd give you the phone number associated with the show, but since I'm driving, I can't remember it. If you would like to, get inside the Thinking Out Loud mind, join our Inside Out Loud tribe, There's a phone number on the page at paulcolligan.com/thinkingoutloud. Go ahead and text that with your name and email address. Go ahead and call that. Leave your name and email address. Either way, we'll keep you in the loop of what's happening inside while I'm thinking out loud. Thanks, Dave, for this chance. Thanks, everybody else who's listening to the podcast. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you very much, Paul. And we'll have links to all those podcasts out at our website. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/378. One of the things I love about podcasting in general, it doesn't matter. This is a genre deficient. Just if you call yourself a podcaster, you probably care about this next subject. And that is, Skype has put out a thing that said, as of December 2013, we're going to shut off other software titles that tie into Skype. The geeky term for that is the API. It's kind of like saying it's the way we connect with other software. And we're saying we're not going to connect with other software anymore. And it's led a lot of people to freak out. And with good reason, too, by the way. From what I understand, I know a popular program on the PC called Pamela is dead in the water. It is dead software walking until Microsoft, who, by the way, owns Skype. Thank you, Microsoft, for the whole month and a half notice. Or here's a novel idea, Microsoft. How about building in a recorder that maybe we have to pay for? Maybe being a Skype premium person allows me to record my episodes with each person in their own separate channel, left and right, and then export it to a WAV file. How about that? I'll pay for that. I'm just letting you know, if you're looking for a revenue stream, you know, there's one right there. I'll pay for that. Add that to my Skype premium. The problem is then a lot of people record Skype interviews. Well, what's the problem? What's the solution, I guess? And here's what I love about this. Right now, there's a lot of I don't know. This just came out as I record this. But what I love is we're all working together. I was talking this morning to Mike Phillips from the Computers to Know. That's at Computers, the number two. KNOW.com. And he gave some what he had heard, what I had heard, and everybody's kind of chiming in because from what I understand, from what a tweet I saw from them, the Ecamm software call recorder on the Mac is not going to be affected. I think Mike said there's a title called Total Recorder that's not affected. I fired up PowerGrammo, which is the software I use on the PC to record Skype calls, and there are no warning signs yet. Realize we have till December for this to blow up in our face. So we'll see. But here's what I wanted to say. There is a surefire way to record Skype calls. It's called Do It Outside of Software. And what I do, I recommend the Audio-Technica 2100 microphone. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/2100. And what this does is it connects to your computer via a USB. You can also connect to a mixer, but it also has a headphone out jack. So if you think about it, most of the time when you're talking to somebody on Skype, you're like, this sounds great in my headphones. I wish I could record it. Well, you can. You just get a cable with what I'm going to call an eighth-inch jack on one end, and on the other end, an eighth-inch jack. And what that does is it goes out of the headphones out of the microphone into your portable recorder, and you're like, but Dave, if that cord is in the headphones, how do I hear it? The headphones go into the headphone jack of your recorder, and then when you hit record, everything that you hear normally is now going through the recorder. And it's super easy. Now, if somebody talks louder or softer than you do, then you can actually go into Skype under the call menu on the PC, go into audio settings and adjust their volume and make sure that everybody is the same. And you can see this right on your recorder. It's awesome. It's super easy. Now, what it doesn't do is it doesn't put them in the left channel and you in the right channel. But if you have the mix correct, you don't really need that. The only time you really need that, I guess, is if somebody's coughing or their dog is barking. It's nice to be able to mute that out. Or a lot of times with Skype, you're talking over each other because you can't see each other, because I always recommend you turn the video off just so the computer can focus on audio only. But the easiest way to record Skype is not to use some sort of software. Use hardware. That's how I recorded my call with Eric K. Johnson that you just listened to. So at this point, I can't say this is what's going to happen here, 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 and here. But I can say if you want to avoid it all, just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon, click on portable recorders, and you can get one and not have to worry about it ever. So if somebody changes the software and you go, oops, this doesn't work anymore, you know, we'll keep you posted on things like Call Recorder, Total Recorder, PowerGramo. I'm assuming most of the free stuff is not going to work, but who knows? But the beautiful thing is, I think we're all going to chime in together. I know there's a lot of discussion over in the Google Plus groups, and we're all saying, this is what I found, this is what you found, okay, great, I think this is true, okay, no, I tested this. It's awesome to see, not only, we're going now from having our own little tribes, right, the little school of podcasting tribe that that you and I are in, and then, you know, Daniel has his the Audacity to Podcast tribe, and Mike has his Computers to Node tribe, and we're all trying to figure this out together. And that's one of the things I really love about podcasting is it does build a community, and now all the communities are coming together to figure out this one problem together. It's awesome. So my official answer is on Skype right now. I'll let you know. You can subscribe to my Twitter feed. I'm at learntopodcast.com. That's L-E-A-R-N-T-O podcast. And I'll let you know when I hear anything. And of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can go out and check the show notes, everything there. Super easy to contact. And when I know, you'll know. And finally, last up, I always like to answer your questions. And we've got a quick question. It's one I've talked about before, but stay tuned. I want you to answer one of my questions, okay? And then this question is, Dave, how long should my podcast be? And my standard answer for this is there is no too long of a podcast, only too boring. There isn't too long, just too boring. But it does depend on who your audience is. For instance, I think it was Judy from farmandwife.com who said her audience like is on a tractor for like hours a day. And you could do a 3-hour podcast and they'd be like, it's too short. Right. So, and I don't know why every farmer has a southern accent. I don't know. But anyway, it depends on who your audience is. If you're doing a podcast for truckers, those guys got all day to listen. I know my dad was a truck driver. So it depends on who your audience is. Now, me personally, I am, and this is not the norm, I would have to look. I'm going to say I'm subscribed to over 70 podcasts. I listen to a lot of podcasts on marketing. I listen to a lot of podcasts about podcasting. I listen to a few about comedians. I listen to a couple about the music biz. And I listen to some faith-based podcasts. So I'm a freak when it comes to listening to podcasts. I realize that may not be you, but consequently, I like mine a little short so I can get to everybody. And that's why I think the last time I looked, I'm down to about 49 episodes to listen to yet. Now, tomorrow is Monday as I record this, and I'm going to get another, you know, onslaught. So my question is, I went to New Media Expo in New York City a little while back. It's been a while. And when I was there, one of the feedback, really the biggest feedback I got from that was people that listened to my show. It was awesome to meet you, but the same feedback kept coming back over and over and over, and that was, Dave, your show is too short. Now, this show that you're listening to used to be somewhere between 20 minutes and 40 minutes, and now it's between 40 minutes and an hour. This one's going to peg in about an hour. So that's my question to you. I really, if you got a second, would love your feedback. Is the show too short, too long, or just right? Or do you not care? You'll listen to anything. Would love to hear that. Now, here's how you can contact me. It's 888-563-3228. Now, if you have the School of Podcasting app, you can just click the contact button there, and it has a link to both the call in as well as email. And You can also obviously leave a comment out at the blog. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/378. That'll take you right there, and you can leave a comment in the blog. I'm actually going to have a little poll right there in the blog post. And you can also, again, email me. Now, my email is easy to remember. I'm from schoolofpodcasting.com. I'm Dave. The email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Would love to hear again. Is it too short, too long, just right? And then also, what are your favorite parts of the School of Podcasting? When you're tuning in, I'll give you an example. When I tune in to John Lee Dumas's Entrepreneur on Fire, I originally liked the interviews. Now I love the lightning round where he talks about the tool, their favorite tool. I'm basically listening to that podcast for the answer to what's your favorite tool. Is there some part of this podcast that you're like, you know, Dave, I love the interviews. Maybe you love the because of my podcast stories. Maybe you love the question and answer. What is it that you like and what would you like to hear more of? And is there anything that I haven't talked about that you would like to hear? And so this is what I tell people to do. So I don't instruct people to do anything that I wouldn't do. And I just say, look, just talk to your audience. And so I'm asking you, if you get a second, let me know, how am I doing? Are we good? Are we okay? Because I'm open to suggestions. And what's triggering this, in addition to the fact that somebody sent me that question, is if you go back and listen to Paul Culligan's thing, he said, I'm listening to Dave Jackson's podcast. I'm halfway through. And I went, I wonder if I'm a little too long now. I went from 20 to 40 minutes, maybe an hour's too long. So I'm asking, and I'm hoping that you have the time to just send a quick message and let me know. Too short, too long, just right. And then what's your favorite part? Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, 888-563-3228. Or leave a comment out at the blog at schoolofpodcasting.com/378. I hope that we've learned a lot in this episode about trust, about taking care of your voice, about Skype. Well, we could learn about that. And I hope you trust me enough to help me help you. Yes, I hope that you trust me enough so I can help you start a successful podcast. You can join. We have step-by-step tutorials. Just click on the Join Now button. Use the coupon code LISTENER. It's LISTENER, LISTENER. And the only way you know about that coupon, it's not on the website anywhere, is because you're listening right now. It's my way of saying thank you for listening to this podcast. Now, we do have a new Start a Podcast in 6 Weeks class starting November 2nd. I'm kind of bummed because the last one just ended and I enjoyed hanging out with my class every Saturday. So I got 2 weeks off. It's every Saturday from noon to 2. And if you could put up little air quotes for me, 2 o'clock, because when you get Dave talking about podcasting, it's really hard to shut him up. And a lot of the, we had one that went to 3 o'clock. We were just having fun and chatting. And so if you want a little more personalized approach, a little more not so much step by step, but just every week there's a little bit of homework and some things you should be working on. That starts November 2nd. Go over to howtopodcast.com. Howtopodcast.com will take you right there. And then last but not least, fastest way to get going, just hire me. Me and you, one-on-one, let's tag team this thing. Let's talk about what your podcast is going to be about, what kind of equipment you need, what kind of hosting you need, what do I recommend, things like that. We will get you up running, as my grandma used to say, toot sweet. And I have no idea what that means. So would love to work with you, and that is going to do it for this episode. Hope to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. Get off the couch. And you've got something to say. Come on, you do. Everybody has something to say. And thanks for everybody who's been writing in and calling in. Deeply appreciated. And I hope to hear your voice, read your email, read your comment on a future episode. So thanks so much for tuning in. And until next week, class is dismissed. Thank you so much, and God bless. Today on episode number 378 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk a lot about trust today, and we're going to talk about taking care of your voice. He's back, Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach, got some great tips of taking care of your voice. We have a last 5 and 5 straight from the car from my buddy Paul Cullison. Paul Cullison? Yeah. Wow. It's a cross between Jim Cullison and Paul Culligan. It's Paul Cullison. There you go.